Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
And we're back. And so I know we have two VIP guests holding, and we're going to be right with you. We are running over. This show also is about this amazing man that drove all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. And let's talk about your seminar. So tell everybody again who you are.
Will Power Duquette. I have a seminar called The Shift. And it's all about your mindset shift. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Basically teach people how to take what goes on in their minds, make them more powerful, make them more effective. All of us are, you know, we have a conscious mind, a subconscious mind. I teach and train how to get people unstuck. We all know we have certain things we want to do and we'd like to have them happen. We set goals, and yet we can't seem to get ourselves to do those things consistently. So what I do is I teach and train people how to take what goes on in here to actually start taking actions on the things that they want to take action on, like finally get rid of the fear, the hesitation, the challenges, whatever. I've helped people with post-traumatic stress disorder. I've helped people lose 180 pounds. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the kind of stuff that's just been amazed to come out of subconscious reprogramming.
And you also have a book for sale. And where can they buy that? Is that a book that you have right now that's out?
Yeah, it's been out a couple of years now. It's number one bestseller on Amazon in six categories. I co-produce this with Robert Allen. It's called New Rules of the Game. Mm-hmm. New Rules of the Game. And basically, I do a chapter in there, excuse me, about what I'm talking about. Like, how do you manifest your perfect world? How do you get in charge? How do you really take what goes on inside your brain and make it more powerful, make it more effective to where you can actually work on your inner game? But not only that, but also get yourself to take consistent action as though you're magnetically pulled to start doing the things you want to do. Not just fight yourself to get there, but literally start being energized to go do that. I hypnotize and train, trance myself into literally being to where if I don't work out within 48 hours in a gym, like physically work out, I start freaking out. Just like the opposite, normally you resist it and don't want to go do that. Mm-hmm. Literally, I'm to the point now where if I go 2 days without working out, like I'm like starting to freak out. I got to get to the gym.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how did you start doing this? I mean, what enticed you to get all into this amazing field that you're in?
Yeah, well, thank you. It started off, I wanted to be rich, wanted to make money. So I went out and I was a real estate investor. I was a bartender turned real estate investor. I went up all the books, tapes, courses, and seminar how to buy houses with no money down, no credit, no real estate license needed. I was successful with that. About a year and a half later, I'm financially free. And yet I'm still not any happier than I was when I didn't have money. So I thought as soon as I had money, I would be rich and happy. But it didn't happen that way. So I got into my personal development journey to figure out what is that. And then one of my mentors there happened to be a hypnotist. I bought everything he had and ultimately went on to learn, you know, stage hypnosis show training, one-on-one hypnotherapy sessions. And so it changed and transformed my life so powerfully and so much that literally I feel like it's a calling. It's not like I chose it. Like, it chose me. It's just who I am. I just can't even not be around people and, like, really show them how to tap into their true selves, because what I'm taught in a public school system didn't teach me to become successful and become wealthy. And so the first hypnotists that we encounter are our parents. And then we go to school and then our teachers, and they're influencing us. And it's called full awareness influence. And they're teaching us how to be wealthy and successful, except for most of us, their parents were not rich. Our teachers were not rich. And yet they're teaching us these things to be successful and be rich, which are just absolutely wrong. Like, work hard to get ahead. That doesn't get you no more money. It gets you more hard work. Mm-hmm. Go out and get a good education. Went to college for 3 years. That doesn't teach you how to get wealth. Maybe just get a better job. And so conventional training will get you a job and get you, you know, make a living. Self-taught, self-training will actually make you wealthy and healthy and happier. And so that's why I do what I do. I absolutely love it, and I help transform people's lives. And I get to brag about how literally I get to help transform people's lives in amazing ways, helping with post-traumatic stress disorder, helping with losing weight. I had my chiropractor actually did a hypnotherapy session with her, and she had surgery where she's only like 4'11" or 10". She's a tiny little girl. The anesthesiologist had to give her 6 times the amount of anesthesia to put her under. He literally was saying, I'm going to give you one more shot, and if you don't go under, I'm done. Because he thought he was going to kill her. That's the power of our minds, that mind over matter. Well, she tells me, and they're strapping this poor girl down, and she's freaking out. Well, I did a hypnotherapy session with her, come to find out in her past, she had a traumatic situation around surgery, which obviously created a post-traumatic stress disorder for her. Right. So she goes to get surgery now, and she relives that and gets stronger and stronger and stronger as we get older in our lives. So I reframed that in our hypnotherapy session. I did that on Friday. Monday, she had the surgery. Her husband calls me and says, you are a miracle worker. This is amazing. She was the calmest person in the room, walked in, normal anesthesia, went under the knife and everything was fine. But here's the thing that was the coolest about this. I teach and train people all over the country. I've been over to Canada, been over to London. So I get a lot of gifts and I get a lot of presents. I get a lot of thank yous, I get a lot of calls. And that's great. This was the first person I actually got to see every single day, almost 5 times a week, because she was a chiropractor in my gym. So I got to see her like really change. And that was about 4 or 5 years ago now. And that really made me see like how much amazingness I get to do for the world. And I get to share that great gift to say, here's how to really transform your world in an amazing, powerful way. Here's how you tap into that inner game to get you to achieve whatever it is that you want in all 4 areas, your mind, your body, your relationship, as well as making money. And I just teach people how to go do it for themselves. I love it.
What would you like to do that you haven't done? I mean, do you want to do a movie on your life? I mean, Adrian, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. You have a question?
Maybe he'd like to finance a movie. We'll get him set up.
Fun is a movie. Yeah, my own. Yeah, I would. I mean, I really come from very hard times. I grew up, my mom, a single mom. She didn't have much money. I grew up into projects. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't around a whole lot. So, I mean, people think, you must have been great. No, I grew up with 3 sisters. I had to wear hand-me-down clothing, do the math, right?
Wow.
So I come
over. I want to have them hypnotize some of my clients that when we get them the money, they'll take it.
Exactly.
Well, also, you know, Will, you are such a motivator for everybody. I mean, what about your own radio show?
That's possible, except for if I how much work is it? Here's my biggest challenge now. I don't like to work too much.
No, you know what? Actually,
oh, gosh.
Hold on, guys.
Lazy DJ.
No.
Dawn is not lazy. I've been here a little while. She's been running around more than everybody.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, he says he doesn't want to work too much and he wants his own show. Come on. Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I have an idea because, you know, you can Skype shows in and from your area. Right, Peter? You can Skype a show and tell him how he could have his own show here as well, because
that's
needed.
I don't handle that. That's what Lola does.
I know, but you know, you've been on the Skype end of things. You know, he can Skype it in.
Can Skype in. We can definitely do that.
Right, and then you can get 10.
I got cornered here, didn't I?
I know. And you, here, I'm promoting for Lola.
I'm getting hypnotized right now. I can feel it. She's using my. Did you read my book?
So
I was wondering, could you hypnotize somebody over the radio?
Yes, you could.
Wow.
And I've done it over the phone. And Skype, and obviously they got to be in a very safe place, and they got to be, you got to certain safeguards and elements you need to have in place when you do that, because obviously people are in trance and all that. Now, the cool thing about putting somebody in trance is if they stopped hearing your voice over time, they would snap back out of the trance anyways. And part of when I do those type of things over phone for whatever reason, the first thing I do is I put embed in there that at any time that they need to be aware of their surroundings to take care of any emergency or any situation that they could just, you know, pop right back out of trance and actually handle whatever.
Yeah, don't hypnotize an airline pilot or something.
Very funny, Adrian. But you know, here's the power of the mind, and I got to tell you, people say watch what you put on your vision board, but you know, I put on my refrigerator. Little did I know, back in the days in L.A. in Hollywood, California, I put together. Let me go back. I had a bird named Caribbean, and I called it Caribbean every day. It looked like the Caribbean, mm-hmm. And I ended up in Freeport, Bahamas, working for Laker Bahamas as a flight attendant. Now, that's one, but there are many others. I even put a sailboat after my divorce on my refrigerator. This is like 20 years ago. And
you
things that I have.
Better put syndicated radio on there.
Yeah,
that's right. We're working on that, right, Adrian?
Yeah, it's going to happen very soon, too.
Yeah, but Adrian's helping me with a syndication deal on something. Nice. But in the meantime, you know, with what you have, I want to just kind of give you an idea. You get 10 commercial spots during the week with mm-hmm. I Miss in the Morning. Mm-hmm. So you could pre-tape your shows. You could have your guests call in, and it would all be motivation, and it would just lead to your seminars.
Sure. Yeah, I'm open to it.
I like that idea. Yeah. I know Lola's listening, and I think Lola says yes.
Lola says yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have them hypnotize me for free and see if it worked. Remember the operative word, free.
Free.
We're going to do it right now. Listen to my voice.
Well, also, too, as we have any other callers that are waiting?
Yes, we do.
I know. In the meantime, I want you to enjoy this new guest that we have and ask some questions, and I know you've been waiting patiently as well. We're going to switch the mic over with King James over here. And who's on the air real quick?
We got Walter Briggs on the line.
Walter Briggs, thank you so much for being so patient. And we have Will. Will, introduce yourself to Walter Briggs.
How you doing, Walter? This is Will Power Duquette from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, Will Power Duke of Walter Briggs, formerly of the New York Jets, here in Don Reese. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I've been waiting patiently. I was just doing what it is you asked me to do, and I'd love to be on your show.
Oh,
thank you so much for your kindness.
Oh, thank you. We really want you to come to the station pretty soon. That's all. This is like a teaser to get you here. You know?
Well, from Harold Whaley and everybody else says that they've man, you got the biggest pimps out there trying to get me to come to you. I'm like, I'm not pimping anybody.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I will be out there, Dawn, whenever you request for me to be there. And we've been listening, and everybody else that has been on there talking about how they're going with their fundraisers and charities and so on and so forth. That's my forte. So thank you for the opportunity to even be in a part of the same company that I'm listening to.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're talking about something, and I got to tell you about the brim hat. I had, for my wedding last year, I had Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, one of the Funkadelics, is rocking Vegas now, walk me down the aisle. And my son's calling me, Mom, who is that? And I said, that's Gene Anderson.
You know? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so,
you got the best of the best with that the fedora. And then how could you walk down the aisle with a fedora on? Man, you got a lot of goyos to do that.
That was actually Gene Anderson. And no, he is an amazing person, a dear friend of 25 years. In the meantime, I have a gentleman. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Walter. I'm Craig Dalgin. I'm from right here in the Clearwater area. And I wanted to maybe ask you a couple of questions about your long and illustrious career.
Well, thank you so much for that. And it has been long. It has been illustrious. It's been, and I can say this because, you know, I don't want Oprah calling me up saying, but that was a lie. You got to be very upfront with your old airwaves. But I thank you so much. Whatever questions you have for me, I am willing to answer wholeheartedly. Please.
Well, let me get started when I was doing a little research about you. Mm-hmm. I saw that you were in the movie as Rifleman in All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise in 1983.
Man, you done started the whole dead-gone conversation off on the wrong foot. I could not stand being in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm pretty sure nobody can stand that.
7 weeks, 5 days, and 37 minutes, and I was ready to go. But it was a great time, and a lot of people asked me that because I co-starred. That was my first motion picture after I did Broadway and so on. And Tom Cruise, and they requested me, and Tom Cruise named me Rifleman. The name of my character on the show was Big Mac. And when they saw that I had the potential of being a NFL quarterback that nobody ever knew. I was still in high school, and that's a whole nother story. It's in my book, and I guess we'll get to my book later on. But when Tom Cruise and Craig T. Nelson, Leah Thompson, Paul Karafotis, and everybody were like, man, this guy, you got to be kidding me. You're going to call him Big Mac when he's got a rifle for an arm? And Tom Cruise said, that's it, that's the Rifleman. And Michael Chapman, and as well as John Dubat, who everybody knows from the movie Speed and so on and so many other movies, they named me Rifleman. And then after that, you know, we did Taps and such, but I had aspirations to go to college, and it was a whole big scenario about my mother had to come down to Johnstown, Pennsylvania from Hackensack, New Jersey to save me, because when they did it on my contract from Reed Sweeney Reed, they hired me as a black football player. So in order for me to go to college, if I was paid one dime, that meant I was a professional and I would have forfeited my college career. So they had to come down. My mom had to come down, sign all this paperwork. They preempted me in court in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and I became an actor. And that's how I got the name Rifleman.
Wow.
That's a great name for a quarterback.
Hold on a second. I know Peter Blake, our sports guy here that has a sports show on Saturdays. Peter Blake, the Sports Web, has a question for you.
Yes, that's right. I want to know, what are your thoughts on Doug Williams and what he did for you and the NFL and the rest of the African-American quarterbacks to break through?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask me that. And Doug Williams and I are very close friends, and him being in Tampa for a while, and I was in Orlando, and everybody thinks because we all play the NFL together and such, we all know each other. Well, Doug Williams came to me after the first game, and we played in a scrimmage game. Well, we have 9-on-7 drills, and we did it at Columbia College in New York. And we have 9-on-7 drills against the Redskins and also against the Jets. And when they saw how good I was, Doug Williams said, there's something about that green and white. And I was the second black quarterback to play for the New York Jets. Everybody thought I was the first, but there was one before me with Joe Namath. And nobody knows that story, but you should really read up on it. But Doug Williams came over, he pulled me over, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And he said, man, get your butt out of here and go to Canada. Doug Williams told me that. And when I started doing well as a black quarterback in the National Football League in 1987 through 88, and I sat there, and Ernie Wright and Associates was my agent in San Diego, God rest his soul. And he asked me what I wanted to do. And then when I saw that I was doing better than Pat Ryan, they wouldn't put me up. You know, I went to Division III school. So when they saw that I was doing well and comparing myself to Kenny O'Brien, I was getting demeanored and demeanored and demeanored. There's something about the NFL, and the acronym is not for long. And when I came through all of that, and I called my agent up one night, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, after we played the Indianapolis Colts and I didn't play when I was supposed to play, then we had the strike and all that, I just felt myself being in a hole. So I called Ernie Wright on I think we got paid on Monday. I didn't get my check because that was the first time I got cut. Because if they cut you before 4 o'clock, before payday, you don't get your check. There's a lot of stuff about the NFL that people don't know, and that's why my book is coming out. And stuff that and it's called Disposable Hero. I was a hero all through Montclair State, all through college, all through high school and such. But when I got to the NFL, I was still a hero, but I was disposed of because of the ranks of where I was. I didn't go to UCLA. I didn't go to USC, Tennessee, or Notre Dame. I went to Montclair State College, Division III, NCAA.
I had a question for him, Don.
Yes, go ahead, Adrian.
Mr. Briggs, the question I have for the listeners out there is, when you do these deals for professional football and your acting deals, tell the people what the money looks like and how much you got to pay the agent. How does it work?
Well, it depends on actually, and that's a good question, by the way. It depends on the deal, and it depends on who the person is. Like if I do something with Lawrence Taylor, and Lawrence is my friend, like I'm about to do next week at his event or whatever, Lawrence gets $25,000 to $30,000. That's because he's a football Hall of Famer. But I am an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and so on, and I use some of what it is I did at the NFL, as well as movies and collections. So when I get monies in, they use a little bit of what I did in football and such, but the agents get a percentage of anything that they might or he might say, that's what Mr. Briggs is worth.
No. What I'm asking a more specific question. Yes, for the kids out there, because there's somebody who's going to be an NFL player, there's somebody that's going to be an actor. From your personal experience, tell them a typical acting deal, when you really get paid, this is how it works, and just put some numbers to it, and then here's a kid who's in college or whatever, he gets picked up by the NFL, this is how it actually works, and this is what I got to pay the agent. So that people that are in radio land can say, oh, that's how it works, because I never knew. And so you don't just be vague. Tell them specifically how it technically could work. Doesn't have to be your deal, but just give them the hypothetical so they get this big learning experience from listening to the Don Reese show.
Don Reese and everybody else on the phone and children and adults around the world, if you don't know how to read a contract and understand it, you get 1% of $1 million, okay? Now, when I played, Kenny O'Brien held out his first year, my first year being there, for $780,000. That was his holdout. So his agent probably got at least 10% of it. You want to talk numbers? Let's talk real numbers. But when I played my first year with my signing bonus, because I was a free agent and so on, was $10,000, my agent got 1.5% of it. If you do the math, you'll realize he got it, I got the rest, but at the same time, it wasn't a lot of money at the time. Now the players that, and you all know my nephew and who he plays for with the Cowboys or whatever, is getting $10 million as a signing bonus. The agents get 20% of it.
Okay? So who's your agent? Everybody doesn't know.
All of those funds.
I mean, not your agent. Who's your nephew?
Real numbers, you got to understand that if you do not know percentages, and again, wait, can I retort on that question for 1 second, please, Don?
Yes, sir. You may retort. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let me be very clear with you on a real retort. That Joe Walton and Rich Giannacola or anybody else that coached me told me, number one, they could teach me anything that they can, and they could prompt me to learn all that I can. But when you're in front of 80,000 people and they send you out on the field with 10 other people, guess what? I can't play for you, son. So let me tell you about numbers. You want to know really about numbers, percentages? If you can't read, write, or know how to do arithmetic, guess what? You get left to the side because you don't know what that 1% means. You don't know what 20% means. If you are a 50% player that gets, I'm sorry, you get $50,000, the agent gets 15 to 20. Forget acting, forget anything else, television. But when it comes to NFL football, not for long is the acronym, is because they think a lot of people did basket weaving and so on. You want to ask a good question about monies? If you don't go to school and get your education, all you're going to do, if you can't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. And that's percentages. If you really want to know and you really want to talk numbers, get your education, and then you'll find out about the numbers that really are being presented to you, because agents are out to lie, cheat, and steal from you. They come and they take you over. And you don't even realize the small print. I have a very close friend of mine, and you guys all know who he is, Tony McGee, from the Cincinnati Bengals to the Dallas Cowboys. He negotiated with the University of Michigan, negotiated all his contracts by himself without an agent.
Wow.
And that's what you call learning percentages and dollars. You can get an agent. You can get caught up in the whole agency scenario and learning numbers, but I guarantee you one thing, if you go to school, because that's your job. And I say that to kids every day. When I speak, they pay me all this money to do these speaking engagements. If you don't go to school with your mindset that school is your job, education, your mind is your goal. Your mind is a gold mine. If you don't go to school understanding that if I don't know how to read, write, arithmetic, the NFL playbook is almost 4 inches thick. You have to learn it within 3 weeks. If you don't, you go home. Period.
Right.
End of story.
Wow, Walter,
that's what percentages are.
Right.
Get your education, and then you can set your own price.
Walter, here's what we're going to do. I know we have a VIP guest also in the house, and we'll say hi to Walter. You already did. And, yep. And tell him what you do.
Well, I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm a hypnotist. I travel around training people how to take the powers of their mind. So it's kind of interesting you're talking about that. You're absolutely correct. They got to work with their inner game first before they can even deal with the outer game. If you don't have the inside managed, but not only learning like the how-tos like you were talking about, but then also having the guts, having the confidence, having the certainty of knowing to get the most education you can, what's available to you, making a decision, and being a stand for yourself and your own amazingness, then you're right. You're going to be stopped on the sideline. And what I do is I train people how to get past their past, their fears, how to get the old programs out of their head, how to deal with from 0 to 10 or 15 years old when we're all programmed at a very, very, very young age about what life is and what it isn't, how to take what goes on inside your brain, the 1,500 words per minute that whizzing through your brain telling you who you are and who you aren't, what you can achieve, what you can't achieve, what's possible for you and what's impossible for you, because we're taught things that we just, we don't know aren't real and aren't going to really work us for our success. And that is, how, you know, like stuff like work hard to get ahead. Sure, work hard is a good worth ethic, but nobody's going to get wealthy on that. Getting good education, get good training from the right mentors and the right coaches. Listen to the people with the right integrity that have your best interest in hand and not just the dollar amounts. Because I can hear in your voice the kind of challenge around the ugliness of that. And it's absolutely true. People, if you're not aware of who can take advantage of you and how to at least look at what is a good deal and what isn't a good deal and assimilate the information, absolutely people will take advantage of you. So I can't even agree with that anymore wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, have the inner security of knowing who you are. What I'm really good at doing is having people live at their highest power, their highest level, so that no matter who they're standing in front of, no matter what level they think the other person are, they know themselves and their inner power of how amazing they are, and they can stand toe-to-toe with any human being on the planet, no matter what their physical, financial status is that they know they're amazing, they know their worth, they know their value, and they'll stand up for it no matter what is standing in front of them. That's what I absolutely am juiced up about with doing, is training people how to get everything they want out of life and stand there knowing that they're worth it, that they're worthy, that they're amazing. And not just in some of us, but in all of us. And so that's what I love to go around and teach and train.
You just need a show here. I mean, you will have us all tuned in, right, Peter? I mean, it's
absolutely
so informational and so much. And I know we have other guests, too, that are here. And I really wanted
to ask Walter a follow-up question on that as you talk.
Sure.
Walter, you still there?
I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. I love this show.
Good, because I'm gonna give you a chance to go off again and talk about this education. I'm sure you know as you follow college football and how it's become such a big business and how that these players are kind of being passed through these football factories. How would you advise college football players today to be able to concentrate and make sure they get the education that they're owed, that they're being given, with all the pressure to be on the field, to take shortcuts, to allow themselves that time and that ability to get that education that they need and feel all right about that?
Well, you know, the one thing, and I'm so glad you asked me that question, because, and I got a lot to say, and I wish, just like I heard you say earlier today about the young gentleman that wants to have his own radio show or do a podcast or do the live video show. But you know what? Seriously, to answer that question the correct way is keep the right people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has the right foundation, and that's the good thing about where I think I came from. My mother wore a size 9.5 shoe. My father was nowhere around, but my mother wore a size 9.5 shoe that if I didn't want to go to church, I didn't want to go to school, I didn't want to stay after and do extra studies, I wore a size 9.5 shoe, and I don't want to tell you what side of the entity it was.
Right. Right.
So you got to understand the people, your parents are the tools to your success. Because everybody at our ages, those ages in college and prior to, think we know everything. Teenage years, getting into college, and everybody gets to smell themselves and so on. If you got to hang yourself around the right people, now we're all going to make our own mistakes. Don't get it. I've made so many mistakes. Sometimes I just want to smack myself because I always said to myself, Mom, you ain't right. But as soon as I did, and she had to come and pick me up from wherever the heck I was, then guess what? I had to falter to my own despair. But in order for me to move on further and I make the same mistake, I will not falter to those despairs
again. Mr. Briggs, this is Adrian Taylor. I heard your answer, but I think it's a wrong answer for these young athletes to say, hey, you got to know the percentages because it's so uneven. If a kid comes out of college or he decides to be a free agent and he's going to get an NFL contract, they're not going to know how to negotiate on their own from anything that they learned in school.
Okay.
They're going to have to get an expert, and sometimes they cannot even get the deal if they don't have an agent. I know in acting, a lot of times you can't get an acting job if you don't have an agent, not the ones that pay well. And so, therefore, what I was trying to get you to explain is if somebody's a cornerback, the average cornerback in the NFL, the ones that are being paid well, the Deion Sanders guys, they're making at least $70 million, and if there's a kid that's 19, 20, 21, up to 27, however young they are, they have no clue that they're worth $70 million. And they don't know that they could maybe get a $25 million signing bonus. So what I was trying to get you to explain was the basic scenario of what do you got to pay the agent, and some of them are making 4%. The ones that are getting paid well, I was in an agent's office in Washington, D.C., probably 20 years ago. Jason Strinsky represented most of the Washington Redskins. He had at least 15 of them. He was their agent. He did all of their contracts. And he was getting 4% across the board, and he was getting, you know, signing bonuses, $10 million and up for some of these guys. And it was just a factory that, hey, he's your agent, I want him to be my agent. But the kids have no clue even how to get an agent. And Don, I'm going to send you a list of all of the NFL agents, because I've got the list. I'll send it to you. But I thought, from you being a pro football player, you would give them the practical experience of, hey, the agent took this much from me, the IRS took this much from me, I had to pay union dues of this, because the business of football is not taught in school.
Right.
Okay, but can I stop you there, please? Because I really want to stop you there. Number one, I didn't give you the stock answer that you wanted me to give you. I gave you what it is that you've never been a part of. I'm trying to tell you, like people like Lee Steinberg, at the top of your list, who has been taken in and out of the courts all over the place. You know why? Because he knew the kids, and he knew the personalities, and whatever. A good agent, a good manager. And if you went to school, and you knew the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, then guess what? It's not so much you have to worry about the percentages of the quarterbacks or whatever. That's your agent's job to do if you don't know. But I guarantee you one thing, if you got a good foundation, you'll check out the agent. And then
I'm in entertainment, so I can call Nick Saban and talk to him.
Hey,
you know,
guys.
I can call some coaches, but what I'm saying is, for the people that don't know, I thought you would give a different type of an answer so that guy that's 19 who's going to have to deal with this would say, oh, you know, I can expect that the agent is going to get this or that or whatever. You gave a good answer. It's just that I was, you know, I'm like an air traffic controller. I'm trying to get you to bank 30 degrees so that we'll get an answer that would go across the board for the audience.
Agents are like people that are out. You got to remember, they're out. They have other clients. It's like being an attorney. They have other clients. You become number one. But when you become number three, number four, the prioritization gets to be lower, and they start to lose the fact of who they are, where they are. They were promised to be this, promised to be that. We're all one paycheck or one, literally, injury away from poverty. And if they do it right, they'll check out the agent's background. So the agent is going to solidify who they are. As if I go to sleep, I know my agent is working for me. And I understand what you're saying. Believe me, and this is me and you talking, and I love the airwaves, and thank you, Dawn, for this opportunity. But you asked the right questions. I'm going to give you the right answer.
Hey,
you
guys.
You have some sort of due diligence.
You
figure out who that person is, and not just because he's my friend's agent, and my friend was Ezekiel Elliott, but now my name is Walter Briggs, that's in Division III, and Ezekiel's my friend. You know, let's go with this guy. It's kind of like being Craig Ironhead Haywood. Remember that? Mm-hmm. When him and his brother from University of Pittsburgh, and they went down, and I guarantee you one thing, when he said, if my brother can't go with me, then I don't want to come. Craig Ironhead Haywood went on to be a Hall of Famer, passed away, God bless his soul, from Passaic, New Jersey, but his brother turned out to be a sous chef, but he got his education. So my point is, to you, I understand, and this, I understand what you want me to say, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not here to give you no scoop. I'm here to give you the truth. And what's happening right now is these people, these kids, are not being taught the right thing. And if they do, find a parent, they will find a lawyer, or find a priest. Find somebody that's a pastor that might have
or
a little bit more knowledge than they do.
Find me.
That's
find
Will.
How you define who you are.
Amen.
Hey guys.
The truth will set you free.
I know. Here's what we're going to do. Walter, we're going to do a sports segment with you again. I know I'm going to get you on Peter's show on Saturdays. We're going to have you come back and ask Walter some more questions next week as well. We have a full house, guys. Thank you so much. Adrian, stay on the line. Walter Briggs, I can't wait to meet you in person.
Walter. God bless you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much, Walter. It was good to hear from you and good to talk to you.
Awesome.
I look forward to talking more about the question they brought up, that right. Adrian brought up.
Peter, let's get some of my tropical music on. My favorite of what I call Fool's Gold, my Caribbean music. We're going to come back with Will in a second. I know more people are coming in as well. We're going to talk more where they can buy the tickets and all that good stuff. Let me switch a roo with some guests. I'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz.
Seafire and gold, I have none to give to you. Material things, I have none to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have none to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. Yeah. It's been a long time we've been together, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I. Crying on the right. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Gimme, 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 gimme love, affection. Come on, I gimme, 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 gimme love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, no segregation, but there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you.
It is 7:43. This show goes so fast, and some of these guests I am bringing back. I know we had such a full house today, but I do want to thank EncountersWithDolphins.com. If you are looking for something fun to do, you never know who you're going to see as first mate over there. And it's 727-466-0375. EncounterWithDolphins.com, and you can see dolphins if you're visiting. Also, we want to introduce and tell us, you are one of our sponsors. We're going to be there at the Baby Expo, and tell us your name. I'm going to give you my headsets. Hold on.
Hello, I'm Tia Marie.
And keep talking. You're live on five stations.
I want to welcome everybody to the Largo Baby Expo, Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Highland Rec Center in Largo. If you want some more information, it's largobabyexpo.com. And it's free admission, free advertisement at the tables, and there's raffle tickets every hour. And everybody will be there expecting mothers, kids, and even grown folks.
And you know what? Thank you so much. We're going to be there, and we're going to have a table looking for talent for Be Discovered for CVFProductions.com. And I want to thank you for being here. And we actually have some giveaways. We're going to be working with the Baby Expo next week. I'll be giving these away. And we'll do a writer. They can write in a letter why they'd like to come to the Baby Expo and why they need a break, right? Okay. And we're playing your commercial as well. Thank you for being here. Baby Expo is coming up. Now, I'm going to have this happen again. We're going to introduce you again.
How you doing? Will Power Duquette from Jacksonville, Florida. master hypnotist. I train people how to take what goes on in their mind so they can achieve anything out in the outside world, mind, body, relationship, as well as making money. And I do seminars and love what I do.
Very cool. Now, these two important ladies, we met at the Oscar party, and you are super cool, super amazing, and I thank you for being here. Introduce yourself into the microphone.
Hi, I'm Ellen Schnurr. I'm the president of the Tampa Bay Film Society.
And I'm Miriam Goodspeed, and I write the newsletter for the Tampa Bay Film Society.
And talk a little closer to the mic. You have to kind of share it in there and bring it to. And
okay.
We love
that better?
Yes, a lot better. And Erin over there, we love Erin. She's been on our show many times. And she's been talking about the Film Society, how important it is. Now, you also are producers. Now, Adrian, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
These ladies have been trying to talk to you. Now, it is 7:45. Bear with me. I have Will here. He's going to come back or call in for another half hour. He's going.
They've been trying to talk to me?
Well, actually, introduce yourself because they want to talk to the deal maker.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Adrian Taylor, and I make deals and sometimes shake hands.
What kind of deals are you looking for?
Well, you wouldn't you know it, I finance motion pictures primarily, but I take deals as they come to me. I mean, this week I'm going to be financing $20 million in automobile loans. People that buy paper, they want to sell it. And all I do is call maybe an insurance company and say, these guys want to dump all of these auto loans. Would you guys like them? And sometimes they'll say, if they discount them enough, we'll buy all of it.
Well, we
a little portfolio. So I make connections. Like Don has Hollywood connections. What I do is I make connections. Money with people that need money, or actors with scripts, or whatever. You know, it's the business of movies. That's what I do.
Well,
that's
that
a part of it.
That's fascinating because we have a couple of great ones for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a romantic comedy called Almost Legit. It's a screenplay, and the log line is, when two beautiful madams get put in jail, they decide to open up a health and beauty spa. But can these two really form?
Well, listen, that's a good premise. I certainly have seen worse.
Yeah, and there's another one called Behold They Cometh. It's about these aliens who come to Earth after 3,500 years, and they expect to find it just like it was back in the Bronze Age, only they land in Tampa, Florida, beside the stadium, and they see the football, and they think that the football is a new god.
They think it's a new god.
Yeah, they end up going to Las Vegas, and ending up at the Luxor Hotel while everybody from Area 51 is trying to find them.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny, though, too.
Very funny.
Yeah, we write
comedy.
Let me
tell you something. You need to meet, and you don't have any producers for that, do you?
Not yet.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna look this guy's name up. Did I send you anything on Brad Crevoy, Don?
I don't know. I know I have to get another email set because you've sent me so much.
The guy that made the movie Dumb and Dumber, right? That one about the alien, both of them, he likes comedies because they did Dumb and Dumber. And if you go into his office, it says $260 million in sales. How dumb do we look now?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, well,
and what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to look up his phone number, and I'm going to give you his phone number. Now, a lot of times they will not. You got to have a lawyer to send the script, but you could certainly call and try to pitch it. But you know the comedies, that's what they love. And his name's Brad Crevoy. He's made over 100 movies. Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag is one of his. You know, they've done several with Woody Harrelson. But that's those kind of movies, I mean, it's just kind of at random knocking on doors and seeing who's interested. You know, a producer picks it up or somebody options it. But, you know, for those purposes, maybe what I could do is just email it to Don real quick. But if I could find the number,
okay,
I'll give
that
you
sounds
the number
great.
And you could just call the office.
Okay, his name is Brad.
But that's just one quick thing. Off my head, and he spells his name Krevoy, Brad Crevoy, and he's famous for making that movie Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, Adrian.
And his company is called the Motion Picture Corporation of America.
Hey, Adrian, hold on a second. We have 7:49. I'm going to hook these ladies up with you. You're coming. You two are a riot. You need
well,
your...
Just let me
on.
Give the number.
Well, okay, she's ready. She's writing it down.
His number is 310.
She's ready.
310-576-0115 or 0103. And his email address is BRKREVOY.
Excuse me, did you say E or K? I'm sorry, what did you say exactly, please?
Adrian.
Which part did you miss?
Adrian, it's 7:50 and it's Hollywood Connections. I have Will here. We're going to hook them up with the emails afterwards, but I do want to introduce, you ladies also have a TV show that's out. Uh-huh. Talk about it.
Oh, yes, Condo Cops. It's what happens when good people go bad when they live in condominiums.
Okay, we're doing a really good special on you for that because we've had that happen. I can't get into it now. We are going to do a story on that, and you're going to love it. I need to get you your own show here. You two are adorable together. Aren't they adorable, Will?
Oh, yeah.
We're writing partners.
Yeah, we've been writing together for 7 years now. We've written how many? Oh gosh, how much have we written anyway?
Oh, they are too cute.
There was Murder for the Birds, and then it was We Three Witches. That was a great one.
Wow. Okay, hold on a second. Introduce yourself. I met you yesterday at an audition.
Say hi. Yes, hi. I'm Corey Dykes.
What question do you have for anybody here? Will, anybody that's sitting here? You have a minute.
Okay. Tell me more about your films.
About our films?
Yeah.
Actually, the Tampa Bay Film Society does make 2 short movies a year. And we've been very fortunate that they've been in film festivals. And actually, one of the ones that we wrote was nominated for Best Comedy. So I think we have a good track record. Our association is associated with an acting class and a screenwriters group. And now we have just partnered with the Tampa Bay Underground Film Festival.
That is super cool. And guess what's coming up? The Sunscreen Film Festival, which I heard Gary Busey's in town. Many other celebrities will be on the red carpet. And we're excited. And we have some plans for you as well. We got you an agent yesterday. We're going to give you that paperwork. And Will, I know, you're here. You're going, oh, my God, I got to get over to Forbes Riley and see her.
I'll just text her. I'll be late. She's got to wait. Forbes is waiting.
Ladies, do you have a question for Will? You know, he's got this book. Tell them again. You're getting a big seminar coming up in Jacksonville.
I got a seminar called The Shift coming up in 2 weeks. It's April 21, 22, 23. In fact, I just texted my assistant to tell her to create a free link for the first 15 people to go sign up. It's a $3,000 seminar.
Oh, my God.
It's all about transforming your mind, how to hypnotize yourself, how to hypnotize others, how to get yourself to take actions on the things you couldn't take actions on, lose weight, healthy.
Can you get me to hypnotize an investor to give us money to
Absolutely.
Produce our
it's
movie?
Called the power of influence, yes.
I'm in.
I can tell you a story about how outrageous that sounds like. Hey, one of my seminars many, many years ago, this guy comes in. His name is Adam Teese. He might even be listening to this. He comes in. He's a younger kid. He's a self-proclaimed computer geek. No, I'm not calling him that. He called himself this. He gets on stage. He was missing the pocket protector. That's about it. His clothes are all linky. He doesn't have his thing together. He's a complete tech head. And he comes to my seminar. I talk about how you can achieve anything you want in your life. You should go for it, etc. Motivational, talking about power of influence, how to speak to people, how to influence people to give you more of what you want. And at the end of this seminar, he professors gets on stage and says, I'm going to go home. I've been trying to pick up this girl for the last year. He shows us a picture. Now, remember him, he's a computer geek. He shows us a picture of this 9.5 blonde, beautiful lady. And in my head, I'm thinking, this poor guy got a chance. And I'm like, look, I got to be Mr. Possibility. As you know, Adam, if you say you want to do that, yes. You go, use what I showed you. You can do that. And he says, well, yeah, and she's dating a doctor who's a bodybuilder. I'm thinking, okay. There's no way. Okay, it's over. I'll be damned if he didn't marry her 4 years ago in Hawaii.
Wow.
Brought her to my seminar.
Sign me up now.
See, exactly. Brought her to my seminar. Second day to my seminar, she turns to him and smacks him and says, you used this on me. He goes, yep, I sure did. So the power of influence about not only yourself but other people, how to speak to other people in such a way, because powerful communications equals massive wealth. Powerful communications equals massive wealth, and not just wealth as money, but as mind-body relationship as well as money. A full balance of those four gives you all the power in the world to achieve anything you want. So absolutely, yes, you can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
And much, much more.
Well, I
trying
think,
to trick women isn't a great thing, sir.
I didn't say trick. I said power of persuasion and influence. Well, trick is a different thing.
It sounds like he tricked the woman.
No, because she loves it. They have actually an amazing relationship now. They are totally crazy in love with each other. It was a great, great, great fit. Obviously, you know, he didn't go hypnotize her. He just used the power of influence. He went from a different perspective and actually got heard for the first time from her rather than just being the person he was before. Because he changed who he was being. People come to my seminar literally at the end of 3 days. Literally, some people look 10, 15 years younger.
Wow.
Literally in a three-day transformation. It's a huge transformation. So it wasn't so much that he tricked her as that he changed who he was, who he believed about himself, and he acted differently because he transformed. And through you give me 3 days of your life, I promise you at the end of it, you'll go back home. People won't even recognize you. You'll
well, be living more powerfully than ever before. I can tell you this. I tricked a few blondes, and I wanted to give them back later.
Well, that's what you get for tricking them. That's what you get for using it for the dark side. There you go.
I got to tell you, when my mother, before she passed away, she said to me, the night before dawn, watch your words, they're very powerful.
Words are
and I didn't understand what that
Absolutely.
Meant. Yeah. And she said, I told your father, because he had passed away, and she said, I'm 3 years behind him. She said, Dawn, to this date, it was almost that I wrote down that I'm 3 years behind him. And she passed away because she missed him so much. But the power of words, positive thinking, mm-hmm. what you put on your refrigerator is true. Because, I'm going for water and juice or, oranges and stuff. And you're looking and we are subliminating that. And you know what? And this is such a good point. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. I wanted this house. I put it on my refrigerator for 2 years. Do you know I was in Wisconsin? There was no way I was moving to Arizona. My parents moved there. Do you know we ended up buying the house behind the house that I had in the refrigerator? And that's the power of positive, and I believe
Dawn,
that. Yes.
Dawn, I can tell you how it works in a negative way. Michael Jackson's last tour, he called it This Is It.
Exactly.
I was
talking to all these musicians, and they says they got picked up for the tour, keyboard players. Oh, they're on the Michael Jackson This Is It tour.
That's true.
And he said This Is It, and the next thing you know, he died. Well, that was the power of his words.
My Katarina Dickinson, that my beauty queen on Snapchat when she was in that car accident, her final words on Snapchat before she died was, I'm finally happy.
Yep.
I know. We got 7:56. We got to close. I know I have Ellen that wants to speak for 1 minute. Ellen, you're going to close with a song.
Can I give it a website? So
yes,
get the tickets.
Will,
I got
yes.
to get their tickets.
Yes, you got to give those
All right,
tickets
so
away.
Well, first off, I'll give you the phone number in case you got to call the office in case you don't get the website down. But the number is 904-260-9500. Now, this is a $3,000 seminar you're going to get to go to absolutely for free on this link. It's 904-260-9500. That's my office number. The website, the link to go to actually claim your tickets. And if you want to bring somebody for free, absolutely, that's my gift to you.
Wow,
I want to help transform the world, okay? So here's the link. It's my name, Will Duquette. Last name, it's W-I-L-L. Last name, Duquette. duquette.com/shift, S-H-I-F-T, V-I-P.
So it's I'm going to put that on HollywoodConnections.biz for the link. And I know you ladies are writing it down. I'm super excited. And we're going to close with Alan. You're going to close with the, well, get your guitar ready. And I know it's 7:57. Ladies, you are coming back. I love you. Will, you are an inspiration to the world.
Thank you.
Forbes Riley, 100K Handshake. Actually, you come on over here. Keep playing. And Ellen, you got not even 60 seconds. I'm sorry. We're going over.
Hi, how is everybody tonight?
We're closing the show. 1 minute, Ellen.
Okay. So, hey.
We're very rich over here in Vegas. How's that sound for a positive thought?
60 seconds.
That's wonderful. We're over here in Florida, and I want to promote our event coming up in October the 28th in Kissimmee, Florida at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. And it's called Mads Fashion Fall Winter Collection. It's a fashion show. We're still looking for vendors, entertainers, models, designers. You can look us up on Facebook under Mads Fashion Show. We're also running a pageant the morning of Miss Showbiz Pageant at 11 a.m. for Hollywood Connections. And we are looking for delegates. If you want to do an early bird sign up, it's $25 before Easter. If you wish to send us a request, send it to madmollyshow2015@gmail.com.
Thank you, Alan. We're closing the show. God bless. Wait till next week. And Alan, close us out.